Good morning. My guest this morning is Julia Park Tracy. I could say author Julia Park Tracy, but that's probably best because I'm sure that even though you are so enthusiastic about your work on the life of Doris Murphy, sometimes you get a little tired of being identified as Doris Murphy's grandniece, right?
No, I'm proud to be her grandniece, so that doesn't bother me at all. But I do give the caveat that I'm not the author; I'm the editor of these. Doris is the author, and I'm sort of her, her agent in the world, I guess you might say. So I'm helping her words get out, but I certainly didn't write them. This is all Doris.
So you were on Sonoma Spotlight last year talking about the first volume of what we can call Doris's memoirs, I guess. And now here is volume two, Reaching for the Moon.
Yes. Last year we were able to publish the first 2 years of her diaries, which was 1925 and 26. And this year we've got 1927 through 29. So it brings us right up to the cusp of the Great Depression. It's very exciting to see how she does and how she deals with being deprived of pretty much anything she wants.
So... So how many volumes do you expect? Do you think you'll go every couple of years?
I think I will. She's fascinating. For people who knew her, she was fascinating alive.
Right.
But this part of her life, she kind of glossed over it when she penned her own memoirs. So looking back at the very in the moment, very present to her surroundings of the 20s and the 30s and what have you, they're so vibrant. They're so just lust for living is just fresh on the page, and it's a delight to read. And I knew her well, and so many of her friends knew her so well.
Yeah,
and this is a different voice.
I was her. I should tell people that I was Doris's official reader for several years. Right at the end of her life, once a week, I would go up and read all sorts of stuff to Doris.
Right. And she absolutely loved literature, and she loved her New Yorker, and she loved to hear what was going on politically.
Right.
And when I'm looking at her diaries, I'm seeing the seeds of who she was and how those germinated, really.
Uh-huh.
It's a fascinating
thing. Are you seeing the seeds, for instance, of her marriage to her husband, who was a labor organizer, and her becoming really involved in left-wing politics?
The two books that are published right now, she's not there yet. She does have sort of a vision of her white knight on a prancing steed. She has this vision. And usually it's, I want someone who's a big outdoorsy type, a big guy with a red face and a flannel shirt and who really knows, what nature is. And I think that she did find that man eventually.
Yeah, that sounds right. That he had somewhat different emphases perhaps than her classic Knight in Shining Armor, but I think he filled the bill.
She was still very comfortable being a privileged WASP, upper middle class, mm-hmm. professional class, and so on in the 20s, and didn't like being looked down on if she didn't have something someone else had. She wanted the new hat from Paris, and she wanted the new shoes, and she wanted to date the collegiate boys, and she had grand visions.
Well, one of the things that I remember about Doris very fondly, the image comes up in my mind quite often, is Doris hauling a gigantic piece of wood across the floor to throw it into the fireplace on a winter day, and me saying, Doris, can I help you with that? No, I'm all right. Let me alone.
I can do it myself. it's interesting listening to her talk about her family and talk about her plans for the future. She wants to write, and she has this gusto for living. She lives in such a state of passion, of joie de vivre. She's just so there, and I see that in this second volume, which is Reaching for the Moon,
right.
1927 to 29. She's been ill a lot.
Julia, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And let's tell people once again that Reaching for the Moon, more diaries, of a roaring 20s teen, 1927 to 29, edited by Julia Park Tracy, is out on the newsstands. And also that on Sunday, October 6th at 4 p.m. at the Occidental Center for the Arts is a book launch for this book. To find out more about it, the number is 874-9392, online, occidentalcenterforthearts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.